Hi everyone, today I'm going to be talking about the supernatural. Supernatural means a lot of things to me. It connotates death, it connotates ghosts, something in between our life and the next life. I've always had an interest in what happens when you die. I've had a lot of experience with death personally. 3 years ago, my granddad died. That was horrible and really upsetting. And it was the first major death in my life. And then to top that off, 6 months later, my dad died, which was a massive shock. And I had to make a massive adjustment in my life. Obviously, you have two parents, your mum and your dad, and I didn't have my dad there anymore to fall back on. So I had to be independent and not depend on someone to be there for me and help me in a crisis. I have to help myself. Now, so with my dad dying, it's made me realize, is there actually a supernatural life out there or existence out there even? So like I was saying, 3 years ago my dad passed away, and 3 years ago it was a coincidence actually that me and my mum and my brother booked a haunted trip away. But it was just a coincidence that my dad passed away 2 months before that. So when we went, we were actually going for a really valid reason. We were going there to ask him how he died, if it was an accident or not, because we're not entirely sure. And if he's happy where he is, you always want to know if someone is at peace, because if they're at peace, then that kind of gives you some peace in a way. So we went there, and it was in Wales actually, and it was called Ruthin Castle. And it was a beautiful, like, gothic castle. Naturally, it was like something out of a movie, really. It ticked all the boxes for like a haunted place. When the night time came, when we were doing the supernatural exercises, we had to go in the dark. We were doing crystals to try and contact ghosts, and which way a crystal moves means that there's something there, you're connecting with something. Table tipping, where you put your hands on the table and ask questions to ghosts, and if the table rises or moves in any way, that means a certain thing. We also did where you put a glass in the middle of the table. This one was the most provocative of the night because we actually did get some feedback from that. Everything else didn't seem to work except this glass exercise where you all put your fingers on a glass and then you ask questions again to the ghost or the spirit which you think's in the room. And then if you get a message, the glass goes a certain way or to a certain person. All these things make up this picture in your head that you think your loved one will be feeling. The time came where the glass was moving. And it was moving towards me and my brother because we were sitting at opposite ends of the table. As it was going to my brother and then to me, my mum was asking questions like, "Oh, go to Ashley and Zara." And it went to my brother and me. And then we asked everyone around the table, "Are you pushing it?" And no one was pushing it. I wasn't, my brother wasn't, and my mum wasn't. And there was only two more people around the table. And that's kind of like a hard piece of evidence. So if there is life after death, was my dad trying to contact us? Was he telling us that he was all right? We honestly don't know. Me telling you my experiences, I would like to know what you think about the afterlife. Is there an afterlife? Do we actually go anywhere? Do we just die and then that's it? We never exist again. Do ghosts appear to people? So I would like to know what you think. Make sure you comment and I'll comment back and I'll give you feedback to what I found. All right, bye now.